This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. Today is the day that I can no longer see a scenario where the coronavirus pandemic is contained. I just don't see it as being possible now. It has broken containment in China. It's infecting more and more cities. More regions are being shut down, such as the Nanjing region. It's getting very close to Beijing. And if it spreads through Beijing, you know, forget it. It's over for China. It's going to burn through the whole population there. And probably most of the population of Asia. And if that's the case, it's going to get into Central and South America. It's going to get into Mexico, the Middle East, Europe, Russia, just everywhere, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, nowhere, no country can isolate itself from the entire world. If the world experiences this endemic infection, and I did some new math based on the leaked numbers from the Chinese government. The leaked numbers indicate that there are probably around 154,000 infections officially recorded by the Chinese government with their second set of books, you know, their secret database, and that there are 25,000 deaths known by the Chinese government right now. When you consider the fact that they are still very, very slow to diagnose people with this because there's a scarcity of diagnostic kits in China. They're turning people away from hospitals and telling them, go home. People are being misdiagnosed on purpose so that the official numbers are kept artificially low and so on. My best guess, based on the information I have right now, is that there are at least 250,000 infections in China. And the death figure of 25,000 is probably very low as well. Probably, again, best guess, 50,000 deaths, maybe 100,000 in China. Now, outside of China, the wave hasn't materialized yet. Remember, this started in China in December, and it didn't really get to other countries until January, late January. So there's probably a month and a half, maybe 2 month lag time. So it's really going to be critical to see what happens in places like Thailand or Malaysia or even India, Japan, Korea, Singapore, Hong Kong over the next 2 to 3 months. If those countries can contain it all successfully, then there's a chance that this could just be limited to China. But I don't see how that scenario is viable. If it goes everywhere across China, eventually it goes to the other countries. And in fact, it appears to be already happening. So, and other world health experts are agreeing with me on this point. By the way, there's a spokesperson for, what is it, the American Society of Infectious Diseases, or whatever it's called. I don't have the name in front of me. He said it's inevitable now that this goes global. This can't be contained. There are other experts speaking out about this. I'm going to publish an article quoting some of these experts with their schools. One woman is from Georgetown University, says basically all we can do now is just try to mitigate the effects globally, you know, just try to reduce the number of deaths and reduce the interference with economies and society and so on. She's basically saying we can't stop this. All we can do now is try to coexist with it. That's increasingly the conclusion of experts who are telling the truth about this. Meanwhile, the lying corporate media and the pro-censorship tech giants and the dishonest governments of the world are saying, no, there's not even a pandemic. That's now the WHO's position. What pandemic? No problem. We've got it under control. Even though every day the official numbers out of China are growing by typically 20% a day, that means infections will double every 3.5 days, roughly. Something in that range, because it's a compounded increase. And they're telling us it's under control. You know what under control would look like? Zero new infections each day. Zero new deaths. That would be under control. And that's not what we're seeing. It's out of control. And if they're telling us that they have it under control, then I guess the logical question to ask them is, then why are you still killing people? If you have it under control, why are people still dying? Why are people getting infected? It must be you doing it if you claim to have control, then you must be causing these infections and deaths. Why are you doing that? I mean, just use their own logic right back at them. Just fling it back in their faces. Okay, you have it under control. Why are you killing people? The truth is they don't have it under control. There is no control of a biological weapon after it's been released. You can't put those worms back in the can. It's in the wild now, and it's mutating. It's adapting to human hosts. It's becoming worse than it was in the lab when they engineered the damn thing. This is a human-made biological weapon system. And now the system is self-evolving and adapting and becoming even worse than it was in the lab itself. And yet, the media still tells us there's no pandemic, there's nothing wrong, it's not going to spread in America. The CDC came out and said, yeah, we got it under control, and then boom, confirmed case in Wisconsin. Just came out after the CDC statement. Now the CDC has to backtrack and say, well, I guess we don't really have it totally under control in America. Now, look, the CDC, I'm sure they're working hard on this. I'm sure they're trying to stop infections, at least most of them, the frontline workers. And they may be able to stop this first wave. That is a possibility. And I'm rooting for the CDC on this first wave of infections. I am. I'm rooting for the CDC to succeed. But what about the second wave? What about the wave that happens when Mexico becomes fully infected and Mexicans start fleeing across the open border into the United States? How's the CDC going to crack down on that when there's not even any political willingness to protect the border in the first place? It's going to be more like CDC later, because this, you're not going to be able to protect the country. What about the third wave? What about the bioterrorism wave? Because now you've got probably Iran and North Korea and other countries and other factions and other radicals out there harvesting the virus from China. You know, they just send out some people, get infected, bring it back, and we'll grow it in the lab here. Hey, Bob, crack open some egg yolks and some agar plates. We're going to grow the virus here, which is easy to do, by the way. And then they're just going to load up their freezers full of these, biological weapons that they acquired for nothing. And on any given date, they're just going to fly their people into Miami, New York, Boston, Seattle, Los Angeles, Chicago, Denver, Houston, and they're just going to have them just lick everything. Here, lick the doorknobs, lick the handrails, spit on things, sneeze a lot. Basically, touch everything that other people touch. The mad licking pandemic. It's like a new weapon system. Mad lickers, like kamikaze lickers. It's no joke, though. They can do this. And as I've joked before, you know, they think they're going to get 72 virgins, I think, for blowing themselves up with high explosives. How many virgins do they get for spreading a pandemic, huh? Is that a higher virgin count? Is that, because I'm not real familiar with the numbers, the economics of the virgins, or what we call the virginomics. I'm not an expert in that area. I don't know. I've never been to the other side of the radical Islamic heaven or whatever it is. I don't know how many virgins they get for licking handrails when infected with the coronavirus, but I'm sure it's probably bonus virgins handed out for that. So these people are going to spread out all over the country. How's the CDC going to stop that wave, the bonus virgin, mad infected licking kamikaze attack, which is no joke. I mean, I guess I'm maybe punch drunk here. I'm trying to make light of some of the bizarreness of our world, but it really is no joke. This is serious stuff. And I apologize if I sound too flippant about all of this, but at some point, it's just so absurd. Humanity is a suicide cult. You almost have to laugh at the stupidity. Really? You're going to build biological weapons and then accidentally release them? Really? You're going to build weapons that are designed to exterminate human life, and then you wonder why people are dying? Really? Are you that stupid? Seriously, yeah, the answer is yes, humanity is that stupid. So there's a comic tragedy or a tragic comedy element to all of this, like a Shakespearean tragedy in all of this, where humanity commits mass suicide, running around radicals who think they're going to get virgins in the afterlife, running around licking doorknobs, okay, or handrails on escalators. It's so bizarre. It's beyond rationality that you almost have to laugh at the absurdity of what the human race has become. A bunch of bizarre fanatics, you know, science fanatics, like biological weapons researchers who think that they're helping humanity. How are you helping humanity? You're building genetically engineered weapons to destroy humanity. And you think you're helping humanity? No, you're a criminal against humanity is the bigger truth in all of this. But they think they're awesome. Head of their class at Yale or wherever, MIT. And these scientists are ultimately going to get us killed. And it the process has begun. So this probably is beyond containment already. And now the globalists are going to shift into just lying to you as your neighbors just start dropping dead on the streets and they have cremation vans come pick them up and take them to the ovens. You know, they're going to tell you, no, there's nothing happening. No, that's just Uber. They're going to get pizza. That's probably what we're going to see next. It's just total lies. This isn't happening. They're going to say nothing is happening. So get ready for that level of pure insanity. But all right, thanks for listening. I'll keep producing podcasts as long as human society continues to function, which may not be that long. I don't know. We'll see. But read my website as long as we can still publish, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. Read the censored news headlines at censored.news, by the way. And we also publish pandemic.news, which of course covers the pandemic. Quite an interesting collection of news headlines there at this very moment. Check it out. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Stay safe. Maybe we can survive this. We'll see. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.